Marinus, thanks very much for joining us here live at MIPIM 2024. It would be good to get an update on the Greek market, some of the changes that you're seeing, some of kind of the trends there.
Basically, our mission is twofold: to promote exports and attract investments. So kind of a success story that Greece has been having, and the Economist voted us as the best performing economy for 2023 for the second year running. So it kind of makes my job easier, having all the success story to be able to promote Greece as an investment destination. We have lots of FDI attraction in the last couple of years, record numbers. So we follow the reforms from 2019 and the more incentives that we give to investors. We can see a turn to, apart from the hospitality and real estate that we're here, but just to kind of more data centers, logistics hubs, have some R&D as well. So we see a turn to where the investments are going.
And you've got some quite big investment opportunities here, big projects in Greece. What's driving some of that, and where are the opportunities for international investors to partner with you?
I think the first one is the political stability that Greece has been enjoying. And now we have a new government, the same government from last year, which it is a pro-business government. So I think coming in the second term, for at least 3.5 years, you know, with a stable environment within the EU, it's something that having the investment grade that was achieved the year before gives us the confidence for the investors to come. I think the prices are still low, the returns can be great. It won't be what it was pre-crisis, obviously, but it's still there. And with all the funding available, both the banks now, the systemic banks, and the Recovery Resilience Fund from the EU, it's a good mixture of opportunities and funding within Greece. As Enterprise Greece, we have a dedicated strategic investment fast-track process that you get extra incentives if you qualify for certain criteria. For example, Microsoft is one of those that they invested in big, huge data centers in Greece, so they get all the fast-track, extra tax breaks, and some extra spatial framework.
Obviously, looking at the Hellenicon project, which is very big in general by Greek standards, but also very big in terms of European standards. What stage is that at? And I suppose, how is that developing?
The Hellenicon is an amazing project. It's an 8 billion redevelopment within the heart of Athens by the sea. If I'm not mistaken, it's the biggest one currently in Europe now. When it finishes, it's going to add at least 40% of green area in Athens. But that being said, it's a mixture of hotels, colleges, hospitals, business centers, attractions. We're going to have a new tower which already sold out. It's something that's creating a buzz and completely transforming the north side of Athens.
And Enterprise Greece is obviously responsible for investments into the whole country. But obviously you have Athens, but you've also got a number of islands. How do you manage that in terms of attracting investment to those very different areas?
The first step is that the further out you go from Athens, the more the incentives. So, for example, in Athens, it can be zero. But the further out you go, it can be 10, 20, 30%, 50%. There are areas that, like the old lignite factories were there that were trying to move them out, you can up to 80% and even more off tax credits or cash grants, depending on what you're doing. So one measure is that the further out you go from Athens, the more you get from the state. The second one is the actual the infrastructures that Greece is redeveloping right now in partnership with the government and the private sector. But you can see huge project connecting all the different areas within Greece with roads, with marinas, with ports, making the access to everything really easy. Because we want to become a big logistics hub, apart from the technology hub, but be the connecting from the Middle East to Europe. All of that together creates a scene that investors can look the whole of Greece to find a project.
Are you looking for more kind of long-term capital? What's the type of investor you're looking for?
I think now with the investment grade, you can see more funds, especially from the US, that can come over now and look at us before, because it was too risky before, depending on the credit profile. But I think it's also the opportunities arise as Greece is developing. And I think people can realize from the energy sector, from the ICT sector, hospitality, of course, and tourism is a big for us because it's at least 30% of the GDP, so it's always going to be there. We've got lots of agri-food that it's currently exploring, redeveloping, and putting new technology in. Media and companies that actually want to produce movies in Greece are coming as well, a destination, because Greece, of course, we're blessed with the sun and the beautiful sights. It's completely different things that are coming together along with the existing partners already that want to reinvest in Greece. For example, Goldman Sachs wants to build the hotel chain from Greece, that building amazing site in northern Greece, and they want to establish a new hotel chain starting from Greece. So it's kind of all that coming together to reignite all the investment opportunities that were before, to do it even further.
Really interesting to see what's happening in Greece and how that investment situation is evolving there. Thanks very much for joining us, Marinus.
Thank you.